Welcome back to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Monday, August the 13th, 2018. This is The Daily. Nintendo has recently announced another Party Crash for ARMS starting this Friday, August the 17th. If you don't know what Party Crashes are, they're limited time ARMS events between two characters. It's similar to Party Match, but with special rules where players compete to level up and win in-game prizes. It's similar to like a Splatfest for Splatoon. Just a fun event to reward you for playing the game. So, if you have a copy of ARMS, give the Party Crash a look this weekend. One of the original designers on Donkey Kong Country, Greg Males, became pretty popular on Twitter after tweeting out that he should have spent more time creating King K. Rool's name. With the popularity of that tweet, he shared some more information in a later tweet, which was a list of early names for characters in Donkey Kong Country. Donkey Kong Country was originally named Monkey Mayhem. Additional animal sidekicks almost included an owl named Hooter and a mole named Miney. Secondary names for Candy Kong included Blondie Kong and Honey Kong. And finally, King K. Rool was originally named both Crud and Commander K. Rool. I love to see information on the creation of games. If you have any fun information you'd like to share about Nintendo games, pass them my way. So did anyone out there take the time to play the Dragon Ball FighterZ beta this weekend? Now, I was expecting to deal with a large degrade in graphics, maybe some slowdown here and there, or even being at 30 frames a second. But nope, everything feels and looks flawless. All the online matches are played didn't have any issues either. I'm personally not too great at the game, but it was so exciting to watch the fighting, all the cutscenes, the fast-paced action. It's just a fun game. Just know that if you're waiting for this game on the Switch and maybe you were worried about any downgrades in comparison to other consoles, all I gotta say is, I played the beta and based on it, you should have nothing to worry about. The Undertale Collector's Edition for the Switch is up for pre-order on Fangamer.com. It comes with a physical copy of the game within its case, a story booklet, soundtrack, sheet music booklet, and a 14K gold-plated music box locket. It's priced at $69.99 and quantities are limited for that edition, but if you're not about all that extra swag, you can just pre-order the physical copy alone for $29.99. Get all the details at Fangamer.com. And just for fun, let's go down the list of the top 5 games on the Switch eShop. Number 5 is Hollow Knight. Still haven't played the game, nor do I know anything about it. But as much as I love platformers, I guess I should. At number 4 is Minecraft, staying dominant. Number 3 is Okami HD, another game that I've never touched, but have only heard great things about it. Number 2 is Overcooked 2, a game that I'm definitely picking up once I can get a bunch of friends together. And number 1 is Dead Cells. No surprise to me there, as it's one of the best Metroidvania games I've played in a long time. You can check out the top-selling games at any time by going to the Switch eShop and clicking on Best Sellers. And that's all for today. Before I go, we have a new URL for our official podcast website. It's anchor.fm/Nintendo Seconds. Now, before someone asks why we don't have a NintendoSeconds.com yet, well, because I don't think I deserve it yet. Maybe if we hit 500 favorites or so, maybe that'll warrant a .com website. What am I at right now? Glad you asked. I'm at 222. So thanks to all 222 of you for your support. Want to give me more support? Go to that URL, click on Support This Podcast, and donate to become an official supporter of Nintendo Seconds. If you have any feedback or questions for me, feel free to leave me a voice message on the Anchor app or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. As always, thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.